My guest at this time is Richard Viguerie, longtime fixture in the conservative movement. He's the man who pioneered the use of direct mail in political advertising. He is now the head of conservativehq.com. We want to get his thoughts as a growing spat, I think is probably the best word, is emerging between Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and President Trump over what is reasonable to expect the U.S. Senate and the U.S. Congress to have achieved so far heading into the summer recess. It was just in the past couple of days where Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, back home in Kentucky, was talking about what he perceived as President Trump's excessive expectations in the pace of legislative accomplishments.
Congress goes on for 2 years. And part of the reason I think that the storyline is that we haven't done much is because, in part, the president and others have set these early timelines about things need to be done by a certain point. Now, our new president had, of course, not been in this line of work before, and I think had excessive expectations about how quickly things happen in the democratic process.
Excessive expectations. He says that the American people need to wait until the entire Congress is over, a two-year span, leading into the 2018 midterm elections to determine whether or not this Congress has done a good job. In response to McConnell's comments, Donald Trump, the president, on Wednesday afternoon tweeting, quote, "Senator Mitch McConnell said I had excessive expectations, but I don't think so. After 7 years of hearing repeal and replace, why not done?" Unquote. So, Richard, first of all, it's great to have you with us.
Always a pleasure to be with you, Greg. There's probably not a lot of love lost, so to speak, between President Trump and Senator Mitch McConnell. But their reality is that they have to get along. They kind of live in the same house, the Republican House. And they're not, I'm sure, best friends. As we all know, in the last couple of years, President Trump and candidate Trump campaigned strongly against the Washington establishment. He called for draining of the swamp. And if anybody is could be considered the mayor of the swamp, it would be Senator Mitch McConnell. He's the leader of all those who live in the swamp. And so there's going to be tension, and quite frankly, I think that this is a battle that's going to be taken into the 2018 primaries, where lots of Republicans are going to run against Senator McConnell and the Washington establishment. So this is probably just the early first few shots of a big battle between the establishment and the president.
Richard, let's talk about what has happened in the Senate, especially as it pertains to Obamacare. That's clearly where Trump's tweet was focused on, and I think that's where most people have been frustrated with the Republican Senate in terms of not being able to get major legislation done. There are probably some others out there as well. But Mitch McConnell, of course, tried several different versions of health care legislation. There was the first one that never got a vote. There was the reformed edition that never got a vote. Then they decided to bring up the House bill. They voted on a bunch of different amendments, and ultimately even the skinny repeal didn't get through. Also, the Rand Paul amendment that would go back to the clean repeal of 2015 did not go through. So Mitch McConnell can argue that he tried. Others might say he should have had different tactics. So do we blame Mitch McConnell for not getting it through, or do we blame Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, and John McCain?
Well, I think there's a, you know, most of the Republican senators are going to get the blame, and correctly so, because as you pointed out, for the last 7 years, the Republicans have not only promised to repeal Obamacare, that they have passed legislation which did that, which now, when they passed it, knowing that the president would sign it, they backed off. Up to 10 Republican senators had issues with it, which means to the voters that they were lying for the previous 7 years. And it just reinforces the idea that the voters just don't feel that the Washington politicians are honest with them. They're just angry at the establishment. And this just reinforces this grassroots rebellion against Republicans and Democrats politicians.
How is it that the Republicans didn't have a consensus plan ready to go?
Well, I suspect number one reason is they didn't think they would be in the White House. I think most of the Republicans from Washington felt that Hillary would win the election. And truth be told, a high percent of them probably preferred Hillary Clinton to President Trump. And they their worldview, high percent of the Republican leaders have a worldview much closer to Hillary's view than Donald Trump's. And they're quite frankly terrified that he may really follow through on his promise to drain the swamp and pour salt over it so nothing will ever grow there again.
What burden is there on the president? He's been a big cheerleader for specific bills, both in the House and the Senate, some of which conservatives have liked, some of which not so much. But it seems like he's more focused on getting something done rather than diving into the details. So how much of that is his responsibility? And do you think that would make a difference if he spent more time on the specifics?
I think definitely it would be helpful for passing his agenda, the conservative agenda, if he would get into the details more. I think, quite frankly, though, he doesn't have a heavy burden here because the voters pretty much recognize that the Washington establishment doesn't share his populist agenda. And so I think that he's going to get a pass and if things don't happen for the next year or so. And interestingly, I think that the voters disconnect most Republican politicians from the president. I think they whatever the president does doesn't rub off on probably most Republican candidates in 2018.
Richard, there's a lot being made in the media about growing friction between the president and specifically Senate Republicans. Obviously, there's this back and forth between the president and McConnell. Jeff Flake has recently written the book and had some very critical things to say about Trump, as he has really ever since the 2016 cycle came along. And so as more of these back and forths come about, a lot of folks are wondering, especially in a closely divided U.S. Senate, whether anything meaningful, whether it's another crack at Obamacare, tax reform, what have you, can actually get done, or this is going to end up being a wasted Congress for the right. What's your take?
Well, I'm not sure it's a wasted Congress. I think that, judicial appointments, not only the Supreme Court, but dozens and dozens of federal court judges will be confirmed and serve on the bench here for decades. I think, there'll be many bad things that won't happen because Hillary is not president. But I think that in my book that you referenced, Takeover, I make the point that the most important political battle in America is not between Republicans and Democrats. It's inside the Republican Party. It's a battle that's been going on for about 105 years since 1912 when Teddy Roosevelt split the Republican Party and moved into the progressive arena. And ever since, we've been battling between conservatives and big government Republicans. So in my book, I make the point that it's the primary, stupid, to paraphrase James Carville from 1992, who repeatedly said it's the economy, stupid, to Democrats. I think you're going to see this battle move into the primaries in 2018. We're seeing it right now in the Alabama primary for replacing Jeff Sessions for his special election coming up here soon.
What do you make of that? Because Luther Strange, according to most people, prior to this election, would be seen more as the establishment candidate, while Roy Moore and Mel Brooks would be more of the iconoclastic, yet Trump enthusiastically endorsing the senator.
Well, I don't think he has any much of a choice in that area. I think that he does need to have Mitch McConnell's support and the Republican Senate leaders there, and to go against an incumbent senator, even though he was appointed, would probably be a bridge too far. And I think that I think he probably did what he had to do there. But it'll be interesting to see if the grassroots voters separate, the incumbent from the insurgents. And I think Mitch McConnell is going to be an anchor around a lot of Republican Senate candidates in 2018, 2020, and Paul Ryan will be the same for the House members. I think this unrest at the grassroots that Trump so successfully connected with, tied into in this last presidential election, is just building steam, and we have a disruption that's going on in American politics, and I think that we haven't seen anything yet, to paraphrase Ronald Reagan. We ain't seen nothing yet. And it's going to be really, really a tough battle in the primaries in 2018 for establishment Republicans.
So you're not expecting any greater comedy in the next 12 months?
Not at all. I think whatever unrest, distrust, disconnection between the grassroots Republican voters and their leaders is going to do nothing but grow. And the failure of the Republicans to repeal Obamacare just adds gasoline to that fire.
We'll be watching. Richard, as always, thanks for your time and your insights. We appreciate it.
My pleasure, Greg. Always good to be with you.
Bye. Richard Viguerie is the chairman at conservativehq.com. He is a longtime fixture in the conservative movement and the man who pioneered the use of direct mail in political campaigning. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.